I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. An 18-year-old male and a friend who were walking on top of the former Glover meatpacking plant in Roswell fell through the roof and suffered serious injuries, that according to Roswell police spokesperson Todd Wildermuth. The incident occurred Monday night around 6:30. The plant was classified as a condemned structure years ago. No charges have been filed, and the condition of the 18-year-old is unknown. The friend of the 18-year-old somehow managed not to fall through the roof himself and called for medical help. Hobbs police continue to investigate the death of a male who was discovered deceased on Sunday in the area near the 3900 block of West Millen. Police have not released the identity of the man. Anyone with information on this case are encouraged to call authorities. A day after Otero County Board of Commissioners refused to certify the canvass of last Tuesday's primary election results, the New Mexico Secretary of State filed a request with the New Mexico Supreme Court for an order that would force the commissioners to certify those votes. The suit was filed against the Otero County Commissioners because it disrupted the certification process of the election. Swiss tech company Sy launched one of its airships on Tuesday over Roswell with the goal of one day boosting broadband access to more rural areas, monitoring pollution, and even reducing the threat of wildfires. According to the company, the test was successful. The company is developing a platform station that they hope will provide another option besides satellites and airplanes when it comes to boosting internet connectivity, especially in rural areas. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.